Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you hear that, Katie? Can you hear it?
What?
It's the sound of knowledge being shared. This has been We're Cleverer. If you enjoy this podcast, then you should find more things that we do at Be More Cleverer on Twitter and Instagram. And you should probably rate us and review us on your generic podcast app, which is absolutely most definitely...
Five stars. iTunes.
Is it iTunes anymore? I don't know.
Here we are again then. It's Be More Cleverer. I'm Katie.
I'm Jack and I'm eating a grape.
Brilliant. And we're not at our lovely Queen Adelaide again today. It's sunny, so we're outside. It's like a, do you know what? It's like we do class outside, isn't it?
It's so much better. I like you so much more in the sunshine.
Thanks, babe. It's like, it's nice. Do you remember when you used to get class outside? And it was like the most exciting thing in the world.
You'd all like march as a little group, try not to lose people. And then you actually wouldn't do much work once you got there.
Oh, you'd do nothing. And when you got home from school, you'd just sit inside and watch TV.
Yeah.
You'd outside's the most exciting thing in the world when you're at school, and then when you get home, you don't bother with it.
Yeah, so true.
What you like when you're a kid, eh?
What you like? What did you watch?
Blue Peter. Educate myself, obviously.
Sure.
You?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes. Do you want to learn about some stuff?
Yes.
So it's my turn to teach you today.
Exciting.
So, I've gone back down the avenue of movies.
Ooh, the avenue of the stars.
Because it is very pub quizzy.
Yeah.
And I thought important, and there's loads of stuff I think that we're going to cover here that will be useful in that setting. So Jackson,
yes.
You want to know what we're learning about?
Please do, tell me.
You know how I love to reveal with a song?
Yeah. Someday
my prince will come. Today, Jackson, we are learning all about Disney princesses.
Oh, good pub quiz.
Disney princesses. There's a lot to know. Trust me. And that's Snow White there, obviously. The OG.
The OG.
in my eyes, she is an OG. So, Disney princesses. This might sound like an episode for five-year-olds.
No.
But I think Disney princesses are an institution amongst themselves, aside from Disney as a whole.
Yeah.
Important, I think. They're legendary. And I thought there were like hundreds of them. But I was wrong.
Absolutely wrong.
Officially. There aren't hundreds of them, Jackson.
Oh, so there's like an official status?
There's an official set of Disney princesses.
Mm.
So, shall I crack on with the facts?
Please.
There are actually 11 official
just
Disney
princesses.
Just 11. Another fact for you. One of them, spoiler alert, Ariel, the Little Mermaid, was originally blonde, but then they made her hair red to differentiate her from the mermaid in Splash, the movie. 1984 movie, Splash.
Was that a Disney movie?
No, it was a live-action film starring... You should know about this. It stars Tom Hanks. We did an episode on him.
Oh, God,
yes.
Of course!
Played by Daryl Hannah, the mermaid. And they wanted to make sure it wasn't like a cartoon version of that.
Sure.
Very different story anyway. And only three of the Disney princesses wear opera gloves. Possibly the least useful fact we've ever given on the podcast. But it's a fact nonetheless.
Yeah.
Only three of them wear them.
Why are they wearing them?
You're never, ever, ever going to use that fact again. But, you know, it's a fact nonetheless. So, do you want to start with the creation of Disney princesses?
Yes. Yeah.
As a concept.
This is great.
So, I know. The Disney princess franchise wasn't actually created until the year 2000.
I see that. I see they didn't.
As like a brand.
Yeah. They wouldn't have realised. Then I bet they were like halfway through, they're like, we've got a good thing going here.
you're on the right lines. So even though loads of the Disney princesses existed before the year 2000, mm-hmm. one of the big Disney bosses, a man called Andy Mooney, went his first Disney on Ice show, which, have you ever been to one of those?
No, but I did actually low-key want to. Cause
they're sick. When I went to one.
When you were how old?
I was actually, I know I was 11.
24?
I wouldn't be mad at that. I went when I was 11 because my dad took me as one of the many bribes, I think, to get me to revise for the 11 plus. There was a lot of bribery that went on in that time.
Yeah, I didn't go. My sister wasn't that into it, and I couldn't really like ask to go to it.
Oh, your sister's quite cool, though. I can imagine you being like, "Yeah, Annie really, really wants to go. Annie really wants to go. Annie, but really, you just wanted to go." Andy Mooney came away from the Dancing on Ice show and said, "I was surrounded by little girls dressed head to toe as princesses. They weren't even Disney products. They were generic princess products that appended to a Halloween costume. The light bulb went off. Clearly, there was latent demand here. Basically, there was cash to be made and Disney were not getting enough of it."
Milk those princesses.
Exactly. Milk them at the deep. Don't. That's so weird. Like I say, there are only 11 official Disney princesses. Mm-hmm. I really tried hard. I really went in on my research to try and find out what made a Disney princess qualify to be in this elite league. And according to DisneyPrincess.wikia.com, and I think that's quite a reliable source.
Yeah.
These are the official requirements to be a Disney princess.
Ooh,
I even made some calls to Disney, but it's really hard to get hold of Disney. I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
But I think we can rely on this. So a Disney princess has to have a primary role in a Disney or Disney Pixar animated feature film.
Okay.
Not a shocker. They have to be a human or mostly human-like, i.e. Ariel.
Yeah.
And they do not appear primarily in a sequel or commercial failure. So, like, if it was, like, a Little Mermaid 2 and there was, like, a really good other mermaid, she wouldn't qualify because she just comes from the sequel.
Okay.
Most princesses also have the common ability to communicate with animals, even if the animals don't talk back.
That's interesting.
I know. And
so true.
So many. And they are also known for their inner and outer beauty, as long as having beautiful singing voices.
Yeah.
They all sing a little bit. Some sources say that Merida, who is a Disney princess from Brave.
Oh, she's a Disney princess.
But she does actually sing a little bit in the film Brave.
I forgot about
that. I'll give
you
the full list very soon. Stay tuned. So, some female protagonists, even though they might even be princesses technically, may not be in the official lineup because maybe the film didn't do well.
Mm.
They might be too young. Or they might, they're not human. Like Nala from The Lion King. Some people called for her to be one.
Oh, yeah.
And also, you've got Anna and Elsa from Frozen, who are not Disney princesses, just because Frozen didn't need them to be. Apparently, it's because Frozen obviously is a juggernaut, and it doesn't need to be part of that Disney princess brand marketable anyway. Yeah. So, wow. And it might detract from the rest of the princesses, because Anna and Elsa are sick. So, would you like to know the original lineup?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and this isn't the full 11. These are the original ones when they created Disney princesses. So the original lineup was Snow White, her film came first, Cinderella, Aurora, Sleeping Beauty, Ariel, Little Mermaid, Belle, Beauty and the Beast, Jasmine, Aladdin, Pocahontas, Mulan, and Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell's a Disney princess?
Well, Tinkerbell was very quickly removed from the lineup, and I don't actually know why. I mean, she was a little, she was a bit of a pain in the ass, really, wasn't she?
Bit of a bitch, I'll say it.
I mean, there are a few things. Is she human? She's mostly human-like. I think that was probably some poor decision to put Tinkerbell on there. She's not one anymore, anyway. That's all you need to know.
I love that she was removed.
So then that left us with 8. So there were 9. Take off Tinkerbell, there were 8. Tiana from Princess and the Frog.
I
love her too. And at this point, we should say that Disney princesses, when they get added to the lineup, have official coronations.
Shut up.
No, I Google this. We'll post some pictures at Be More Clever on Twitter and Instagram.
No
they
way.
Look sick. So they have official coronations when they're inducted. Tiana's was at New York Palace. Didn't know that was a thing. But it gets better. Rapunzel from Tangled. Have you seen Tangled?
I love Tangled.
Was the 10th princess to be added.
Ooh, interesting.
So obviously she had a coronation. It was at Kensington Palace.
What?
I know. Crazy.
What?
I know. Finally, as I said earlier, Merida from Brave.
Oh, she's the 11th.
She's the 11th. And she's the first Pixar princess. They kept her coronation in-house at the Magic Kingdom, but still looked kind of epic.
I'm not that happy that she is one, if I'm honest.
Why?
I don't really like Brave.
I actually haven't seen it.
She's fine.
She's fine. So to recap, this is our 11 princesses. Snow White, Cinderella, Aurora, Ariel, Belle, Jasmine, Pocahontas, Mulan, Tiana, Rapunzel, and Merida.
Great.
Great. What a squad.
What a squad. What a squad. Squad goals.
A lineup. So this is when we get on to what I call the pub quiz section. There are so many interesting little bits which I can't put like amongst a category other than pub quizzy.
Yeah.
So the actress who played, as we say, the OG, Snow White, did you know, was a lady called Adriana Caselotti. Adriana. She was paid less than $1,000 for the film, but it was in 1937, so still quite a lot of moolah, isn't it?
Did she get any royalties for getting all those replays?
I don't know about that, but she wasn't actually credited at the time.
Wow.
And was forbidden by Disney from taking other roles.
What?
Not a great gig, really. I wonder what she did afterwards.
There you go, darling. Here's less than a grand, and you can't do anything else. Tell her.
Cinderella. We love Cinderella, but was not true to the Brothers Grimm fairy tale that it came from.
Right.
The original story, the stepsisters mutilate their feet.
What?
To make the slipper fit. One cuts off her toe, the other cuts off her heel.
Cuts her heel off?
Because they want to fit into the glass slipper. Ew.
What the
fuck? That did not make the film. Merida, who you hate.
Strong word, but dislike severely.
It took... This is mad, right? It took 6 Pixar research engineers and artists more than 3 years to bring Merida's curly red hair to life. They had to invent an entirely new kind of animation software to make it happen. So I've not seen Brave, but I've seen pictures and I've watched a few videos and stuff for my research. And she's got like mad big curly red hair.
She does, yeah.
She's quite a fierce queen, really, when you look at her.
I would like to watch it again so we can make... Should we watch it?
Yeah, I want to watch all of them.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah, a marathon. And also, another fact about Merida... Was going.
You're obsessed with Merida.
I know. She's played by actress Kelly MacDonald, mm-hmm. who I know best from Nanny McPhee, I think. Isn't she in that?
Yes. Yeah.
But was going to be played, or was going to be voiced, I should say, by Reese Witherspoon, but had to give up playing her because of her atrocious Scottish accent. I'm sad that we didn't get to hear Reese do a Scottish accent. I love her.
I would love to see those tester tapes.
You are going to love this next one. Jasmine, we know Jasmine from which film?
Aladdin.
Correct.
Fit.
Very fit. The only princess to kiss a villain. Is it Jafar she kisses?
Yes.
I think it's reluctant as well.
Yeah, it's
a bit not okay.
It's quite uncomfortable.
But still, that's a fact about herself that she's probably not too proud of. And another thing about Jasmine, when I was younger, when I was about 8 or 9, we went to Disney World in Florida.
Someone was doing well.
Thanks, Dad. And yeah, I met Jasmine. And then I saw her again at another thing. And I didn't realise that it was played by different actresses. I was just so convinced by her.
I remember that.
And I got her autograph. And then I met her again. I was like, she went to go and sign the book for me. And I was like, we've already met?
Do you not remember who I am?
It's so weird. And she was like, okay, cool. I was like, I just want to meet Aladdin. I haven't met him yet. I just want his autograph.
Understandable.
Anyway. Oh, and one more little fact. Walt Disney himself said that Cinderella was his favourite heroine because there's something about that story that he associated with. I don't really know what. I think he just liked her because she was quite fit.
He wore heels, silver heels, glass heels.
I just touched on how I loved the Disney princesses and I loved meeting them. Do you want to know a bit about what it takes to work as a Disney princess?
In the parks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not looking great for me, to be honest. You've got to be between 5'4 and 5'7 and 5'1. I'd have to wear massive heels.
Oh, wow.
I'd have to really...
I didn't know there were, like, the requirements.
Oh, it's Disney.
It's like the police.
They're probably going to sue us for even doing this podcast. There's lawyers. So, you have to be at least 18. Most characters are 18 to 23 years old. according to a Disney princess, a former Disney princess, on a Reddit thing she did.
Cool.
It's rare to find a princess over 27, but it is not uncommon for princesses to be between 24 and 26 if they've been there a while. I'm 25. It's not looking great. Is this when I decide to start doing a showbiz age? Oh yeah, let's not get started on you. You are one of the old never going to fill that dream of being Ursula. Disney princesses train for around 5 days, and basically they watch the film that they're going to be portraying over and over, or the character in the film.
That's fun.
Is it? It sounds quite intense. They have to learn all the mannerisms and the voice inflection.
Oh.
Sounds so intense. And whilst working for Disney, you're not allowed to discuss what you actually do. You can't post on social media that you're Cinderella or something, because it takes away from the magic. And if they're not in the Disney realm, you can't mention them. So the one who plays Ariel can't say she's friends with, like, SpongeBob or something.
Oh.
I mean, why would you say that anyway? You'd be mad.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mad. You have to know everything about your character. So that then if a child asks you something like, Jasmine, where's Aladdin? Or, I mean, that's quite an easy
one. Who?
Yeah. Rapunzel, where's Pascal? Pascal's, yeah. Like,
who's that?
You are. Just working here till 5, mate. Clocking off. And you have to be smiling all the time. It's probably one of the worst things about doing the job. Is princesses say their faces ache because princesses are never upset or sad. People say that within a couple of weeks their faces really start to ache because of the constant smiling. Oh, get over it, you're a Disney princess. Stop moaning.
Tough life.
I know. So that's Disney princesses for you, Jackson.
What a joy.
So now it gets to your favourite section. The quiz.
Okay.
I think you're going to nail this. So at this point, I quiz Jackson on the thing that I've just told him all about.
Mm-hmm.
And so get your pause button ready on your phone and a pen and paper or a piece of parchment or something to write your answers down.
Get out your goat skin.
Or just remember it.
Just remember it.
Anyway.
Just remember it.
Should we begin?
Yeah.
Did you say get your goat skin? Ew. Put your goats get away. How many official Disney princesses are there?
There are 11.
Correct. Ding. Which one of these is not an official Disney princess?
Okay.
Mulan, Tinkerbell, or Pocahontas?
Tinkerbell. She was removed.
She's struck off.
She struck off the list.
She was struck off. I love that she was struck off.
I'm obsessed.
I love it.
Says it right.
Which Disney princess's original movie was released first?
Oh, the OG Snow White.
The OG. The Queen. Is she a queen? I don't know. Officially, props not. Disney princess. I shouldn't call her the queen.
Are you more Snow White or the old hag?
Oh, shut up. You're the one with the hood and the apple.
Take it. Take a bite.
The witch. Which is the only Disney princess to snog a baddie?
Jasmine.
Our spirit animal, Jasmine. We love her. And finally, who is the most recent addition to the lineup? And this is as of now.
Merida.
Correct!
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, what a great
job. Someday a prince will come. Correct? Yes, well done. Yay, you smashed it.
Oh
so
my God.
Disney princesses for you. And I genuinely think that there is some useful, if it doesn't come up in a pub quiz sort of knowledge, at least you've got a lot of stuff that you can maybe please nieces or nephews with.
Yeah.
Your knowledge. I know that my little cousins, who are between the ages of 3 and 7, are going to lap this information up.
This is great.
Not. They're going to be bored to tears.
This is great pub quiz. I'm going to say at this point in our podcast, I need to up my game. I feel like you've really nailed the concept of a pub quiz.
I've done a lot of them, to be fair.
I was just thinking back, and I did one not too long ago. I'm going to say this now. I did one on the Telegram.
Yes.
Why did I do that? I don't know why I did that.
I don't know.
So at this point, I'm just going to say, I'm going to do better, Katie.
I mean, I think you've done some. I mean, let's not forget the Winston Churchill techno rap.
That bought me some time. before we go, which Disney princess would you Roger?
Would I Roger? Oh, I thought you were going to ask what I would be. I'd be Belle.
I was going to say, actually, girl. I see you as Rapunzel.
Why?
Just like a lovely, attractive blonde lady.
What's the punchline here? What are you about
to
say?
No, nothing. Just fit.
Thanks, babe. You'd be Tinkerbell. Struck all. Abolished.
Abolished. Go get on. Out.
Bye. See ya.
Ooh, a refreshing swim in the fountain of knowledge. I don't know about you, Jack, but I feel better already.
Come back in. The water's lovely.
You can take your goggles off now. If you liked what you heard, you can rate us on your generic podcast app. 5 stars, please. Let's be upfront with each other. And do follow us on Twitter and Instagram because we post loads of fun stuff there during the week. We're kind of obsessed. And if you want to get in touch, if you've got a thing that you think we should do a podcast about, or if you want to say hello for whatever reason, really, hello@bemoreclever.com. Thanks.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.